And now to the aftermath of the Sunday morning murder of Dr. George Tiller, a Kansas doctor who's estimated to be one of three who performed a so-called late-term abortion after 21 weeks. The man accused of shooting the doctor as he passed out bulletins at his church is Scott Rauter, a 51-year-old Kansas resident with a long history of anti-government and anti-abortion actions and affiliations. Joining us now are Dr. Bill Harrison, who's an OBGYN doctor at the Fayetteville Women's Clinic in Arkansas, and Jeffrey also joins us from Kansas City. He's a clinic manager at Aid for Women Healthcare in Kansas City. Jeffrey, thanks for being with us. You don't want to use your full name, correct?
That's correct.
And it's something you don't even do at your clinic, right?
Normally not. It's just Jeffrey.
All right. To both of you, and I'll start with you, Jeffrey, did Dr. George Tiller take an explicit risk by being so public with both what he did and how open he was about his identity and his visibility in the community, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I think he took a risk, but he knew it just like I know my risks as well. I haven't quit working here.
So, Dr. Harrison, first of all, you're not choosing to be anonymous, and I'm wondering if you view this differently. And secondly, have you made any sort of changes at the clinic, at the women's facility in Fayetteville, where you work?
I don't think that being open about what you do and talking about what you do and why you do it puts you at increased risk. In fact, I think it puts us at increased risk when we don't do that. If people don't know why we do what we do, they make all sorts of assumptions.
Have you made any changes at the women's clinic in Fayetteville where you work?
Well, several years ago, after my clinic was broken into and firebombed, we put up smoke detectors and we put a panic button in to notify the police if there was a danger. But no, other than that, we have not done anything.
Jeffrey, for you, is it a more frightening landscape today after what happened on Sunday?
Frightening is maybe a stronger word than I'd use. Worry, yes. I mean, we prepared about 2 months ago just because Obama was in office. We figured there'd be some kind of backlash. We've had lots of crank calls.
So you prepared for a backlash. You know, it seems to me that last night in listening to Bill O'Reilly, who I think was typical of some of the response to what's happened here, there was great pains made to say that the violence is condemned on his program. Yet he explicitly went out of his way to describe Dr. Tiller as a destroyer of thousands of fetuses who made millions of dollars doing that, and that what he did was, quote, within Kansas law. Now, it's my understanding that what he was doing was actually legal in Kansas. And how do you characterize this making millions from destroying fetuses characterization, Jeffrey? I mean, it poisons the environment in which you work, correct?
Yes. I mean, that's kind of a loaded question. I mean, we all make money doing what we do. I could say that O'Reilly makes millions of dollars doing the blasphemy that he spews forth, but we try to condemn it, but it doesn't stop it. I mean, I'm not going to attack the money issue. And as far as killing fetuses, that's a loaded phrase. I just say, you know, doing abortions or helping women. What was the last part of the question?
Well, no, I think you've answered it well. Dr. Bill Harrison, I mean, it was a concern of all of us here not to have any women voices in this segment, but I want to ask you, how does a woman find themselves in a situation where they might need a termination of a pregnancy after 21 weeks, in your experience?
Well, the problem for Dr. Tiller was not that he provided abortion after 21 weeks. There are hundreds of physicians around the country, well, not hundreds, but there are dozens of physicians around the country who provide abortions after 24 weeks, I mean after 21 weeks. Dr. Tiller's problem was that he provided abortions in the third trimester of pregnancy, and this is what put him at increased risk over many of us who had been providing abortions into the late second trimester. In Arkansas now, I can't do abortions after 19.6 weeks, I think it is. And so I don't, because you have to jump through a lot of hoops to go through Arkansas's laws.
But Jeffrey, you're in Kansas. How do you assure women that the law will be followed and that their health concerns will be uppermost in an environment where it sounds like they have every reason to fear?
You kind of lost me on the question. I'm sorry.
Reassure women this week that they have no reason to fear if they have health needs from your clinic?
I carry a weapon openly, so as far as, like, physical violence, I mean, I have that. Now, as far as trying to assure them that they will be able to get the care they need if they're beyond us, I can't do that. I had one yesterday who was canceled from Tiller, and I tried to tell her, well, she needs to go to New York, or she needs to go to Boulder, Colorado, because it's not getting done anywhere close, and all she could do was cry, and I couldn't do anything to help her.
So you sent her away?
Yeah, she called from Wichita. She's 22 weeks, can't get it done here. She'd already been turned away by the other two clinics because of how far along, because they couldn't do it either. What can I do? I can't do bus fare to get her to Boulder, Colorado. She doesn't have money to go to Boulder.
Dr. Bill Harrison, before we go, and we really are down up to the end here, but that is such a provocative story. What do you say to the people who are listening to this story and might assume about that woman? Tough luck. You took too long for whatever reason. Tough luck.
Well, they don't know her story. Let me read you a poem that a friend sent to me last night.
Quickly, sir.
Where are you? When you were famous, when you were brought to us in shackles with an armed guard, or were terrified that you would run into one of your students, I remember each of you. Our clinic was firebombed, do you recall? Exhausted and terrified, we had been up all night. We rerouted you to another clinic because you wanted to do the abortion that day. Where are you? Priding ourselves on providing abortions for those who cannot pay, we spent millions of dollars that we really had never had.
Well, I hear the pain in your voice, Dr. Bill Harrison. We're going to have to leave it there, and I'm sad to say that, but what a story. Dr. Bill Harrison, OBGYN at Fayetteville's Women Clinic in Arkansas, and thanks to Jeffrey in Kansas City, Kansas. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.